Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Got Metallica tickets to give away later this hour. We'll also give you our picks for the Commanders-Bengals game. But join us right now to give us a little more insight is Scott Abraham, sports director and anchor on ABC7. What's going on, Scott?
Good morning, fellas. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's probably a fun week to cover the team this week, huh?
Yeah, I mean, like a rocket ship after Monday night. I mean, that was pretty exciting. It was great to see the fan base so juiced up.
But you didn't have to go out to Ashburn because they weren't there.
I know. No, I got a reprieve, but it's been a nice little break in a sense from the daily grind. But obviously, it's nice to talk about a winning football team, and I'm sure you guys can attest to that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I didn't think that they were going to beat the Bengals. I don't know. I can't.
Oh no, I mean, I was totally off, guys. I thought they were going to get blown out because it was such a desperate situation for Cincy. But it just shows you, like, they played a perfect game offensively. Mm-hmm. So they can't do that every week. That's just, I mean, Let's be realistic. It's not that they're not going to do that. So my concern is obviously on the defense because they're not getting any better, and you're not going to play a perfect game offensively. I mean, look what the Bengals did offensively themselves. They were tremendous. So, I mean, it was a razor thin margin.
The thing that has taken me by surprise, and it has the last few years, I guess I'm just a sucker, is we all knew that the secondary had some issues, right? I'm just stunned that they continue to just run right up the gut on us, right? That's supposed to be the strength of our defense. What's going on there?
It seemed like it was a cat-and-mouse game in that Cincinnati Bengals game because they got beat early, right, with Ja'Marr Chase. So then they had to kind of do a bracket cloud coverage so they wouldn't get beat deep, and that opened up kind of the run game up the middle because they were really trying to bracket on the passing game, and they got gashed. And you would think the Jonathan Allens, the Daron Paynes, the Johnny Newtons, that's why they're there in the middle to stop the run. So they got issues across the board defensively, and I don't think it's getting any easier on Sunday against the Cardinals. And you have a much more mobile quarterback in a Kyler Murray comparatively to a Joe Burrow. So you saw what Baker Mayfield did with his kind of elusiveness and buying time, escaping in week one. Kyler Murray is, I would argue, much better than Baker Mayfield in that regard. So it's going to be another challenge for this defense.
Yeah, this defense, obviously secondary, has holes and issues as well. Maybe there's some help returning with Emmanuel Forbes coming back. He's been practicing. I'm looking at Nikki Javala's Twitter. She has a picture of him, I guess, wearing a protective glove or tape underneath the glove to protect the thumb that underwent surgery. Are we expecting him to be a full go for Sunday? What's the latest on Forbes?
Yeah, he's going to go. He's been a full participant in practice. Mm-hmm. Joe Witt Jr., defensive coordinator, discussed Forbes in his press conference. So all signs pointing to him being back in the lineup and being back on the field. Him and Benjamin St. Juice will be in the outside, and they're going to have to deal with Marvin Harrison Jr. He's obviously the rookie wide receiver. He did a thing in Ohio State, and he's already been tremendous in college, in the pros, excuse me, and then they also have Greg Dortch, who's a really good receiver for Arizona. So the secondary is going to be tested, and you want to see these improvements from this defense, and it just hasn't come through 3 weeks. So it's concerning. I have confidence that the offense is going to continue to be able to move the ball, score some points, but do you want to get in a track meet every single week? That's not a recipe for success, guys.
Oh, I don't think they want to get in that, but I think that's what they're going to be forced to do. Like, that seems to be the blueprint.
This defense is going to be a problem all year. Yeah. I don't think they have the dudes, the guys necessarily, especially on the back end secondary, to hold up. And opposing offenses, offensive coordinators know that. So they're going to have to win these track meets. And hopefully this offense can continue this unbelievable streak of no punting, no turnovers. you got to think of, like, they're literally playing perfectly on offense.
Yeah.
And but that's not sustainable. So you got to try to get you got to try to force turnovers on defense. Get those takeaways and try to go about it that way.
I'm just worried that whoever Forbes draws is going to be a giant physical mismatch, because not only do they have Marvin Harrison Jr., they also have Michael Wilson, who people don't talk a lot about, but he's 6'2", like 215. Like, he'll just toss around Forbes like he's a rag doll.
Yep, big body guys and all athletic guys. They can run the full route tree. My concern is Kyler Murray, because that's another layer and aspect. You see it here with Jaden Daniels. You saw it with Baker Mayfield. Okay, yeah, that maybe they locked down on their receivers. They can't get home. There goes Kyler Murray picking up a 3rd and 7. There goes Kyler Murray using his legs, picking up a 3rd and 9. Those are the type of situations that are really deflating for a defense, where you do well on the back end, you lock up on coverage, but then you have a quarterback that can run and pick up a 1st down. That's my concern in this game, where Kyler Murray can beat you with his arm, but also his legs, where last week against Joe Burrow, not necessarily a runner, but he can dissect you and carve you up just passing in the pocket.
Scotty, how serious are you? What are you hearing on this? How serious is the concussion issue with Eckler? He's obviously not going to play this week. I think that's a big deal that he's not playing, especially with his kick.
It's a huge deal.
With his kick return deal. Available. Yeah. So what are you hearing on that? And how serious do you think it is?
Yeah, I mean, he's in the protocol, and this is a serious deal. This is a true concussion where, yeah, it's serious enough where you're not going to get on the plane and travel. You're going to go right home and kind of rest and recuperate. And he's in the protocol. That's all Quinn and company would give us right now. He'll be reevaluated next week. But you mentioned it, that this is a big loss offensively, because he's that Swiss Army knife, the special teams guy on the kickoff return. Remember that first second half kickoff return? That was a huge part of the game where, since he's coming out of the locker room, yeah, maybe we can get a stop real quick. And Eckler runs out a huge kickoff return. So that's going to be a point of Cliff Kingsbury. How are they going to replace an Austin Eckler? You're not going to be able to replace that skill set. So McNichols, he's a great job in pass protection. If you remember that last dime by Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin to win the game there in Cincinnati, McNichols had that tremendous pass protection to give him that little extra time. So McNichols will work in the pass game, and don't be surprised to see maybe a Luke McCaffrey go into that maybe Swiss Army knife type player where you move him around quite a bit offensively.
Scott, how was Jaden holding up physically at the end of that game? Because as you mentioned, McNichols picked up a key blitz there, but when he threw that dime to Terry McLaurin, he got plowed. I mean, he got planted into the ground. Like, was he physically okay? He had to have some bumps and bruises after that performance.
Of course, it's football. It's a physical game. But, I mean, you look what he took in college, and I would argue he took a lot more hits at LSU. I remember that Alabama game where he just got destroyed. So he's going to get his bumps and bruises. He's physically good to go. Mentally, he's good to go. He's a tough kid. He's a competitor. He's been through the fires and the battles on the football field, from the high school to college and the pros. And the key is to stay healthy. He has the NFL in the palm of his hand right now with his performance on Monday. Everybody's talking about him nationally. The team is getting a lot more buzz, and this is what this franchise has been waiting for and needing. You want to see the progression, but I'm going to tell you this, guys. I think Sunday's game, unfortunately, is a perfect letdown spot for this team, because it's just you're on the all-time high of a great performance on Monday night, getting a huge win. Everybody's talking about you. You don't go home. You stay on the road in Arizona. It's an easy letdown spot. We'll see how they respond and see if they can kind of replicate what they did on Monday night. Because if they do that, guys, that shows you something about the makeup of this team, of how they're coached, and that this win against Arizona, if they get it, would be, in my opinion, even more impressive than the one in Cincy, because just the factors involved of getting the win in Cincy, you're all-time high, you stay on the road, so we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short week, and they didn't go back home, so it's tough to ask the guys to play that well. But, I mean, they haven't punted in 2 weeks.
I know.
I mean, that's crazy. And that's that, That can't continue.
No, it's not sustainable, but let's ride the wave as long as you can. And there's a recipe there. They know what works, and clearly the Brian Robinson Jr., Austin Eckler combo is a huge factor. Losing Eckler, how are you going to kind of figure it out of continuing this momentum? Terry McLaurin had that breakout game. You could pick your spots, pick your shots, stretch in the field. I love how they took their shots and stretched the field much more against Cincinnati. So, but it also makes me wonder, is Cincinnati really bad defensively, or was this a breakout for Washington's offense? That's another thing that I'll be looking for in this Arizona game, because Cincy's offense was dreadful, and they've been dreadful, you know, basically all season. So we'll see if that was an anomaly or they can continue this theme of, you know, moving the football but converting in the red zone like they did against Cincy.
All right, Scott, should be fun. It's Scott Abraham from ABC 7. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you too, man.
All right, we'll dive deeper into it next and want to hear from you. I know on the polls, most of the local fans are thinking the Commanders win this game on the road.
You know, we always hype up our opponents, talk about how great they are. They're freaking 1-2.
I agree.
I mean, you know, they're the Cardinals.
They scored 10 points last week.
Yeah. I mean,
right? Did they score 10?
Yeah, they're averaging 13-10, like, I believe, 28 or something, though.
I think maybe it was 20.
20-10, okay.
Over the three games, they you know, they're scoring a lot of points.
Not last week.
Defensively, they're giving up less than us, but, like, on the ground, you can run on them. They're just as bad as we are on the ground.
All right, we'll dive deeper into Commanders Cardinals here on a Football Friday. What do you see happening on Sunday at 4 o'clock? The Commanders come home with a 3-1 record. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on a Football Friday. Commanders been in Arizona ever since the Monday night win, getting ready for this game against the Cardinals. I just saw some video of Tressway practicing punts.
Yep.
They're like, he's still practicing punts. And they were in the bubble. And four of his punts hit the roof because it's a lower bubble than I guess they have here.
Yeah. I mean, what's Arizona State doing? I believe, well, can't they make the bubble big enough so guys can punt?
I mean, he's a pro punter, though. It probably kicks a little better than still, the college
kids. You got to have some wiggle room in your bubble.
Yeah,
I would think.
But wondering your thoughts on the game. A lot of people online seem optimistic about the game. I kind of feel like it's a toss-up, personally.
It's funny how Arizona is a pretty significant favorite on the money line, not necessarily on the number, which is 3.5 or so, but minus 170, something like that, 175 on the money line. Coming back, Washington's plus 156, I believe, is the last number I saw.
What did the line open at? Didn't it open like at 5.5 or 6?
I thought it was, I can't remember, but I think you're right.
Didn't we mention that?
I thought we said 6.
But down to 3.5?
I know, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
Look, means money's pouring in on the comms.
I mean, everyone's buying the Monday night performance.
I mean,
they are.
Yeah, I mean, the current number I'm seeing right now is 3.5, Arizona minus 175, Washington plus 150.
The problem is look, I'm buying Monday night's performance on both sides, on the offense and the defense. I think the offense is going to be okay, and the defense is going to be dreadful. So it's scary. I was just looking at next-gen stats, and these are just, you know, basic things, nothing special, really. But when you look through 3 weeks at quarterback rating, that's weird. There are some guys that are – it's actually shocking. Josh Allen's number one in quarterback rating right now, but that makes all the sense in the world. But between Josh Allen and Jaden Daniels is Malik Willis, Andy Dalton, Sam Darnold, and Derek Carr. Mm-hmm. Four of your top five quarterbacks right now.
Some of those guys haven't played all the games.
That's correct.
You know, Darnold has been really good.
Malik's played, what, 2 games?
Yeah, the surprising thing is guys like Mahomes are way down the list.
Yeah, and then below Jaden is currently rated ahead of Baker, Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow, Kyler, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Lamar, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's 3
That's
games.
In the traditional quarterback That's rating, traditional right? Because like, if you look rating. At QBR and some of the others, he's lower. But look, he hasn't thrown a pick. He hasn't thrown an interception. It's a big deal. His completion percentage is high.
Yeah.
His completion percentage is beyond high. It's 80%.
It's tops in the league.
Yeah. I mean,
I just feel like
that is kind of surprising that he's not turned the ball over.
I saw Kingsbury thought that a reporter jinxed him because the reporter brought it up to him.
In 12 quarters of football, and you would have expected at least one.
Or a fumble, something. He fumbled, it was recovered.
Fumbled twice, he recovered both.
Yeah.
I just feel like Kyler Murray's going to do whatever he wants against this defense, especially when he attacks the secondary, who has three of the worst graded corners per PFF. St. Juste is 67th out of 102 cornerbacks. Sanders still, who got a lot of hype during training camp in the preseason, he's ranked 92nd out of 102. And Noah Igg, he's ranked 96th.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like there's going to be ample opportunities for Kyler to find his targets. I feel like if there's one key to the game, can you limit Marvin Harrison Jr. to like 75, 80 yards and one touchdown? Like, can you limit him to that?
And not, you know, 9 catches for 126
and 2 touchdowns
and 2 scores.
Like, if that happens, then yeah. I see this as decided advantage to the Cardinals.
I think every team that plays Washington will say, all right, well, look at what we can do.
Right.
If we have a big time target, mm-hmm. let's target this guy.
Of course.
12 times.
Yep.
You know, 12
that's
to 14
times.
That's
what every team will do.
That's what the Cardinals should do.
It's what the Browns will do with Amari Cooper in week 5 when they come back here to Washington. It's the easy blueprint.
I know people say it's a wash, but I really think Cliff knows Kyler better than anybody
in the
league.
He knows him very well.
And I just think that's going to give us a little bit of an advantage defensively. And we need every advantage we can get because we're terrible.
So you think something like, hey, corner blitzes.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is. He doesn't like this.
We need
this.
To run corner blitzes.
Yes.
DQ, Joe, I know you don't love corner blitzes.
Whatever it is.
And you're leaving our guys on an island, but. Yeah.
He doesn't recognize this coverage well. Right. If you disguise this and do this, he always trips him up.
He always looks at this position to try and figure out what the coverage is pre-snap.
Yeah. This formation always flummoxed him. You know what I mean? And I just think
he's uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable throwing to sidelines.
He doesn't like throwing to his left.
There's
got to be something.
There's got to be something there that he can give them, some insight.
I don't know what the defense can do at this point. The defense has been so bad for 3 games, and they really can't generate a pass rush. I know they had more sacks last week because the first 2 games they combined for 2.
Hmm.
I think they had 2 sacks last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
or this week, whatever you want to call it.
Again, on Monday night. They pressured Baker. He just wiggled his way out of it.
All right, but through 3 games, it's been a pretty consistent theme.
They don't
bring down quarterbacks, right? And then you don't have corners. You just mentioned the ranks as the corners. I don't know what you can do, really.
I know what the Cardinals are going to do. When they line up, they're going to say, where's Emmanuel Forbes? Because we're going to throw at him because he's been sidelined for a few weeks, and he wasn't even very good before he got sidelined.
Mm-hmm.
And like Michael Wilson's 6'2", 215. What does Forbes go? About 5'11", a buck 75, a buck 80? That's going to be like an A.J. Brown-esque mismatch. Now, Wilson's not as talented as A.J. Brown, but he's a big physical dude that should be able to dominate Forbes.
Look, if Washington is going to play mistake-free and punt-free like they did Monday night,
all
right, they're going to win the game. Because they're going to have long drives. They're going to take up 7, 8, 9 minutes, mm-hmm. and Kyler won't be on the field. I just don't see that happening. Short week, on the road again. He didn't come back to their homes in Ashburn. They're traveling and spent the whole week in Arizona. Eckler being out, I think it's a big deal.
That is a huge deal, I think.
You know, McNichols is not Eckler.
No.
And I just don't see the offense being as crisp as it was this past week. It's just not that easy to do.
You know,
they made it look really easy.
One thing that Scott said, like he says, like the perfect letdown game, and I understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that Jaden is like that. I'm not sure he's so up and down. We'll see. Maybe I'll be proven wrong and he'll just totally lay an egg. But I think he's a pretty even-keeled dude.
I think no matter what happens, I think we're in for a really entertaining game. Because you have the 4th and 5th ranked offenses in points scored. They're playing in a dome. You got one horrendous defense and one mediocre defense. You know which one is which.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. Vegas thinks so, too. The over-under is 50.5. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of points to be put up.
Remember, we got the $5 on 29.
We do.
Team total for Arizona.
I'm chasing because last night, Giants, you know, they pulled the Commanders and kicked field goals all night, and they thought that would win them the game.
All right, we want to hear from you, right? You want to chime in, give us your thoughts. Are they going to be able to ride this wave? I can't imagine we're going to go like a third straight game without a punt, right? I mean, they're going to force some punts. You know, how do you see this playing out? Is it, do they have a little inside advantage on Kyler? I kind of feel like we do, but, you know, Jason thinks that that's totally mitigated, and Kyler knows Cliff, and he can help the defense with the kind of things that Cliff likes to do. That's very true, too. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, it could be pluses on both sides.
I mean, I think that Cliff's more of a scholar than Kyler. I mean, they had to tell Kyler, they had to put in his contract to study the playbook.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it's not like Jonathan Gannon doesn't realize, hey, Kyler was coached by this guy for 3 years.
No, so. He realizes it, but he still may not know.
So maybe
know.
They might adjust
He
things.
Still may not know, like, what he really knows that he really struggled with.
Yeah. And look, every team, when they play, there's probably someone on the other side that knows a player or
for sure.
has coached a certain guy,
all
a key
the time.
Guy. So it happens but all over the league.
It does. But this is a key relationship, the quarterback.
You might be right. You might be
Cliff.
Right.
I don't know.
I just get nervous when I see an implied team total for the Cardinals at 27.3 points.
Mm.
People, the analytics
what
expect
it,
them to score nearly 28. I think, for the Commanders, it's 23.5.
What was
maybe?
It last week against the Bengals?
I don't know.
What was our implied team total?
It wasn't 38.
I bet it wasn't 38.
It
probably low,
38.
Low 20s, I'm sure.
I'm not even sure it was in the low 20s. Maybe.
Thought the total was probably right in that 47
If they're able to come
range.
Home with the win at 3-1, it changes everything
well,
really, in terms
I,
of perspective.
Oh, I get some
now
sort of
people
prize for winning
are
the
legitimately
mile.
Talking about playoffs.
Because I said 3-1. I mean, if they win, I'd be a seer.
Your implied totals are 27 for the Cardinals, 23.5 for the Commanders.
I expect just nothing but jocking if we win on Monday. I honestly mean, everyone should just bow down.
Jock the team, you mean?
No, jock me.
Why? Cakes might have had him at 3-1.
I've got him at 10-7.
Do you have him at 10-7? Cakes has him with more wins. Why should we be jocking him?
We should be jocking Cakes.
Do you have him at 3-1?
I'll have to check the book. I don't know.
I had them with more wins than you.
I know I had him at 1-3.
Oh, my pick isn't in here. Oh, man.
You didn't.
You better have the audio. He's got the audio.
You never
somewhere.
Wrote down your picks.
I never wrote,
you wrote
it down.
On a different piece of paper.
I wrote it down somewhere and I threw them away.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
See, because he didn't want the new notebook. He's got papers flying out of there.
This is a travesty of mockery, what's happening over here right now.
All right.
You better go through the schedule again. Why don't you just. Look, isn't there an empty column right there?
Yeah, there is.
Let's go by your memory.
I can't. My memory? This is one of the world's worst memories. What are you talking about?
Valdez one day is going to have to go through the audio. It is what it is.
What if the win is ugly? Is the Jaden mania still at a fever pitch?
It's still a dog.
Or is it died down?
So if they
a
win
bit.
17-16,
yeah. Say if they win 17-16, a couple turnovers. Let's say
I think the mania is still pretty.
It's a B Rob game. It's a B Rob game. You lean on the running game. It's not very pretty.
That's okay.
I'm just saying. Is the hysteria still?
Well, it'll die down a little bit, but then you'll just praise Kingsbury for seeing a weakness and leaning on B Rob.
The talk will be okay. That's what you expect from a rookie quarterback. It was coming.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it was coming. But if he goes out there and they lose.
I don't expect him to take a big step back. Now, is he going to complete 90% of his passes? No. But I think Jaden's going to play well.
He takes he takes easy shots, by and large. I mean, he took a few deep ones last week. But by and large, he takes the easy stuff. He should have a high completion percentage.
Correct.
All right, let's go.
Hopefully he will on Sunday.
Let's go to Blank.
And they score a boatload of points.
Is this all we could get is Blank? Nobody else.
You give Metallica tickets away. You got 50 callers.
Well, we'll be doing that at around 9:45.
Blank.
Uh-huh. What's up, baby?
What's up? What do you think?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, what do you think?
I think I'm so much feeling like it's going to be a great game one way or another. But like we said, we acting like we didn't even just do what we did to Cincinnati. We're looking for JD to get better, and we're looking for a great game. But I think we're going to be in more flex games this year than any other team as long as JD stay healthy, knock on wood. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, the Kingsbury underlying thing, it's a great monologue for us to, you know, watch.
All right, thank you, Blake. I don't know what that meant, but thank you.
You have the subplot of Kingsbury going back to where he coached.
That's the monologue.
You have a subplot of Jaden Daniels going back to where he started his college career.
Mm-hmm.
Some good undercurrent type stories here in this matchup.
Do you think Jaden's going to be feeling any extra pressure playing in Arizona?
No. I don't think that phases him.
I don't think that phases him.
Nope.
He certainly wasn't phased by Monday Night Football.
He wasn't phased by Monday Night Football.
Took it in stride. Like he'd been there a dozen times already.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And that looked like kind of a crazy environment.
Right,
those fans were going nuts.
Here's a question. Terry finally going off. Mm-hmm. Is that an anomaly? Or are you going to see a little more of that?
I would think Kingsbury would want him more involved in the game plan like he was in the Cincinnati game.
Did you see Kingsbury said that play wasn't even in the playbook? That he was like, it's more about players, not plays. That McLaurin said, hey, I've got this guy, and they just drew something up right there.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to hesitate a little bit and then go. And then
Jaden dropped it in the bucket on his fingertips.
In the bucket.
Just right
I think, when we were having that discussion about Terry McLaurin before the Monday Night Football game, most of us, if not all of us, said, it's not on Terry. He's getting open.
Of course.
It's not a big deal. It's only a matter of time he'll get his. So I don't know if it's going to be linear, like, okay, he had 100 last week. Now they only had 4 catches. Now he's going to have 6 catches and 125 yards. But he's going to have good games. He'll have some games where he doesn't catch as many balls.
This might be a key for Washington offensively, because last week Detroit, when they went into Arizona and won, they ran for 190 yards. Mm-hmm. Montgomery and Gibbs really punished them.
Yep.
Montgomery had a buck 05. Gibbs had 83. So they had 188 combined yards. They averaged about 5 yards a carry. So B-Rob and JD might do some damage there on the ground.
Well, yeah. I would guess Robinson and Jaden Daniels combined for 150 yards. Because Jaden Daniels is going to run for 60.
You would
all
think.
Right, so then you're giving B-Rob 90?
Sure.
All right. Are we making our picks here, our official picks?
All right. I'm betting under 150 total yards.
Yeah, he'll book your bet. I mean, picks like on the game.
Yeah.
Are we making official picks?
Yeah.
I kind of want to pick Arizona.
I'm picking Arizona because that's who I picked.
He's in for Arizona.
I picked Arizona preseason.
Thought you had him at 1-3. You had him 0-3 and then beating Arizona?
No, I picked Arizona preseason.
Okay, you picked zone.
Yeah. The one that I've had got wrong is Cincinnati. So I got Arizona winning 26-20.
I'm just going to use logic. It's tough to win on the road. A little bit of a letdown. I'm kind of with Scott Abraham. I'll take the Cardinals 24-20.
I've got a pew, pew, pew shootout in the desert.
34-31.
Commanders win. 31-27. That's an over, too, by the way.
It is.
Over by a lot.
I also,
Commanders fans hate me for picking them, but I don't care.
I have to take my boys.
Got to take them. They're the Cardinals.
They're the Cardinals. That's a terrible franchise. They're 1-2. Done nothing. They're an afterthought in the league. 27-26, though. A tight one.
That's also an over.
27-26, my boys.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
We'll get the picks from the boys behind the glass. We'll put that up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, and on X, at Junks Radio. But let me tell you about OSI Federal, in a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount. One small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business. It's your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence.
We need the greedy prize pig callers to call right now at 800-636-1067. We'll get you lined up to play Name That Deep Cut Metallica Tune for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica M72 Tour that's coming to Northwest Stadium Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. That is the date of the show. You can win your tickets before you can buy them. They go on sale, by the way, this morning, because today is Friday, September 27th, correct? correct?
Today is Friday, September 27th.
At 10 a.m. So those tickets go on sale soon. You can win them before you can buy them.
All right, call in now at 800-636-1067. This is a super fast Junkies Blitz brought to you by Offenbachers. Visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. Mm-hmm. A reminder, our survivor play was cakes.
We took the San Francisco 49ers, who are laying, I think, 10 or 10.5 points against the Patriots. Our pick is officially in. I'm Venmoing the person who runs the whole kit and caboodle post-show. So we'll be locked in with our entry fee. Everything will be taken care of.
Games to kind of watch.
I thought the guy for the ref, the district or whatever.
Don't worry about it. We got it all taken care of.
Everything's fine.
Everything's good.
All games to monitor, 1 o'clock.
It's confusing.
Vikings-Packers, big game. Believe it or not, Darnold against Willis is big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jordan Love's nuts. Not ready to play, right?
He may play, is what's being pitched to everybody at this point.
Eagles play the Buccaneers. That's one of the 1 o'clock games,
which should
be a good one.
Last time the Eagles played the Buccaneers, they got smoked.
But the big game of the weekend is the Bills-Ravens game on Sunday Night Football. The Ravens right now laying 2.5 in that game.
Yep.
And then you got two games on Monday night again.
Double dipper on Monday night. Love it. All right, we're going to play Name That Deep Cut Metallica tune. If you ID the tune in, 6, 8, 10-second clip, Valdez, you win
the prize. Yeah, I think this is eight seconds.
An eight-second clip. All right, who is up first? Looks like Leo in Gaithersburg first to play this Friday.
Hey, Leo.
Hey, how's it going, Jokes?
Hey, buddy.
How big of a Metallica fan are you, 1 to 10?
So I'll say I'm a 10 out of 10, but as far as concerns, the first 5 albums. Not so much anything after Load and all that stuff. But, I have listened to them all.
Okay. All right, good. All right, here's your first tune. If you ID it, you are going to Northwest Stadium for Metallica M72 Tour.
Nice.
Like I've heard that.
I've heard that one.
I feel like I've heard that before.
Leo,
I
don't know the name of that Metallica tune.
Have I not?
Last time I saw Metallica was 1997 in the US Arena. And it was in Landover when it was still up.
Can you name the song?
That is not. Yeah, that is Am I Evil off their first album.
Yes, it is.
Good job.
Well done. Have we played that on our show?
And it's not a Metallica original. They covered that song. That's a cover tune that they popularized.
Do you know who originally had that song?
Believe that was Diamond Head.
There you go.
Thank you.
Cakes knows his stuff.
Of course. I know my Metallica, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you. There you are.
Congrats to you, sir. You are going to the show to Metallica M72 Tour with special guests Pantera and Suicidal Tendencies Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets are on sale today at 10 a.m. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation.
Plenty of time to get another tattoo or two and grow your hair out longer.
You could do that, yes.
Yeah. Did you see Mullins' hair?
He's got no hair.
I did see Jimmy Mullins cut his hair.
Jimmy Mullins, a.k.a. Landfill, has shaved his dome.
Yep, he did. It's a new look for him.
He's done that occasionally. He kind of goes.
Has he gone that low?
I think so. Yes. He goes for extremes. He's one of these extreme guys. Where he just gets fed up and just boom. My wife keeps telling me I need a haircut. I guess I got to do it. But again, I never carry cash, and everybody always wants cash.
Right, got a tip.
Such a difficult life.
It is.
Can't get that haircut in.
I really don't like stopping to do anything. I got to get gas on the way to New York now. I got 80 miles.
That's pretty critical. Like,
I got 80 miles to find a gas station on the right side on the way without making any detours.
I think you'll be okay. I think you'll find.
Got to be on the way.
Is it?
I think you'll be all
right. It's got to be on the right side.
I mean, you're driving on a major highway, correct?
I guess. It depends on which way it takes me.
Is it 95?
Do you know like spots that are cheaper?
No. What?
You know how certain areas have much cheaper gas?
Oh, I never pay attention.
Yeah. You don't pay attention
to it.
Nobody's
shopping, comp shopping for gas.
I mean, we're all I definitely
will have a place in mind that I go to.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe it's like over $4 or over $4.50 a gallon. You might start doing that, but like gas is like $3 a gallon right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's dirt cheap.
It was under three where I went last night.
There's some places that are a 40 cents difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Okay. I know when I was going back and forth to Bowie a lot, if I could get to Bowie the gas was going to be much cheaper than it was in Montgomery County.
Yeah, I mean that around town, like I know where to get it and where not to get it. But when I travel, I get it where I get it. And be honest with you, up there in like upstate New York and whatever, it's usually cheap.
But like if I travel to like Lake Anna and Mineral, Virginia, way cheaper there than it is here.
Hey, no, don't speed in those podunk towns in New York.
I've been busted
before.
You
learned your lesson?
God, what did I pay? Like $300 or whatever? I charmed this lady too. I charmed her ass. She didn't care.
Apparently you didn't charm her enough.
You only gave her so nice.
You got no riz. You got no cop riz.
You know, my riz was like, I was like top riz.
Your riz all time low.
And it just didn't matter. She didn't care. She was very nice to me. I was like, I'm getting hooked.
By the way, right now it's 6 hours and 13 minutes.
No, I don't think. Well, maybe.
Last time you going to Cornell?
Yeah.
That's what it says. 6 hours, 13 minutes to the library.
Well, I'm definitely not going to the library. Right.
When's the last time you've been to a library?
20 years. Yeah.
But that's what it says right now. Because
I actually go a lot with my kid.
Do you really?
Well, yeah.
Or you.
There's some issues, it looks like, north of Baltimore right now.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if I'm going that way, though.
Well, that's what it says. 695 to 83.
Cakes, has your pickleball event been postponed or
TBD,
in limbo?
I'm just waiting to hear from the organizers as to whether it's going down today.
I mean, it's currently raining right now.
Gonna, I don't know.
You're
I'm guessing you're gonna
crack your head open.
If it's postponed today, then we'll play at some point over the weekend. I'm not stressing over it.
I think the Valdez said it's supposed to rain all weekend. You shouldn't be stressed at all either way.
I think tomorrow's fine.
I think tomorrow's fine. I think today and Sunday they're calling it.
Sunday shaky. I got 3 soccer games. My 2 tomorrow probably going to get him in.
I'm looking at
Sunday
the weather.
Sunday shaky.
I'm looking at the weather more than Jason.
By the way, I do have a list of who's playing, the other media outlets that are playing this event.
Go ahead.
You tell me who doesn't belong on this list.
All right.
Okay, Washington Post, New York Times, The Washingtonian, The Hill, Axios, CBS News, NBC4 Washington, Fox 5 DC, WJLA, ABC7,
is camera
Associated
playing?
Press, NBC News, The Sports Junkies.
That's okay.
No, The Sports Junkie.
Yeah, it's true. It should say The Sports Junkie and Bikey Bots are playing in the event.
All right. We're used to being the outsiders.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
Bikey can be me. They ask him who he is.
Yeah, it's Lurch.
I'm Bish Bucks.
Cakes and Lurch.
Yep. That's the combo. Go. There it is.
All right. We got to do this bad bit after the show, right? We got a bad bit we got to do?
Oh, it's definitely a bit.
Yeah. All right. Let's knock out this bad bit.
Yep. Have fun driving.
I hate bad bits on Fridays.
Have fun driving to Ith.
Thank you. I will. You know, I'm such an obsessive person that I may stop along the way and hit some balls to break up the trip.
Have fun in the rain.
I'll just find like a random driving range at the golf course. Well, no, that's the thing. I'm trying to sneak it in when there's no rain.
Oh, okay.
Because I start to go into convulsions if I don't hit balls for an hour or two.
Yeah. Yeah, you hate stopping for gas, but you can stop.
Well, that's
a bunch
pleasurable.
Of X out balls.
That's pleasurable.
Sure, it's fun. It's a pursuit.
Yeah, I mean, getting gas, there's no pleasure in getting gas.
Sure there is. You go get a redneck guzzler and gummy bears.
See.
Of course there's pleasure.
I sit in that box forever.
There's pleasure in going into a gas station and getting treats and snacks, right, Drab? Am I the only guy?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Of course. You can get combos and corn nuts on your trip.
All right, we got to get out of here.
I'm going to get zingers.
Everybody have a great weekend. For Cake, CB, Bish, I'm JP. B. Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.